Welcome, foolish mortals.
Time to be turning around.
If only you could.
Cause this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Henry, what's holding you up? Let's get on with the show. We can't hang around here all day.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for.
There's no turning back now.
This is the greatest show.
Now it's time for the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with your hosts, Michael Hurley and Gary Aruda.
That's right, this is the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast, episode number 331, recorded from the D. Fauntleroy Studios in Kent County, Rhode Island, in sunny Southwest Florida. I'm your host, Gary, joined, as always, by my co-host and my cousin Mike down in Florida. How you doing today, Mike?
I'm doing all right, buddy. How are you?
Not too bad, all things considered. I'm on vacation this week, Bill.
Beautiful.
Did you know that?
Yeah, you told me.
Okay, yeah. Just been a little staycation. And I believe if the weather holds off, my pool will be getting fixed tomorrow.
Ooh. You're supposed to get... Isn't there like some like little depression off the coast?
Yeah, but it now like... It went from, like, 100% chance of hell to, like, now they're calling for no rain tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if it just broke up or if it pushed off to sea or something like that, but... Yeah, because they were saying it could be, like, 60-mile-an-hour winds and hail and stuff like that, but now it's not looking too bad.
So now you start with the drawing board. You get the new liner, and then you have your green pool for about a week or so.
I don't know if it'll be green.
No, but you got to... I mean, obviously, you got to get those... chemicals going.
Oh yeah, you got to get the chemicals going. So I'll get the so he called me 2 days ago and he basically said I have you in for Saturday. The weather's not looking great. If Saturday doesn't work out, I'll be there Monday. So either way, I'm pretty good. I'm in good shape because Monday's looking like 100% chance is going to be pretty good right now for Monday, but I'm hoping he shows up tomorrow, gets it all banged out, buttoned up, and then I decided I'm going to throw the hose in it. We did some math, figured it out. It's not, and I asked the guy straight up. He came out to look at the pool, and he's like, did you want us to deliver the water? Or, and I said, does it, like, what would you do? He said, honestly, I just use the hose. It's the same water. The only difference is time. He said, I said, it doesn't affect the liner, like that it takes a lot longer to fill out of the hose. He said, no, it's fine. Just do it through the hose. Said you'll save yourself $400 or $500 doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer.
So I said, okay, no problem.
You get that. What did he say? It's going to take 24 to 36 hours?
Yeah, he said probably 2 days maybe, which is fine, whatever. I don't care about that aspect of it. But I was just more concerned because I read some things online that might be more in-ground pools than above ground. I'm not sure that if the water takes too long to fill, you can get wrinkles in the liner. Like on a new liner.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Because the water holds the liner against the wall in part. You know what I mean? So I was like, this, if it matters, if it's going to make the liner last longer by filling it up, I'll pay the extra. But
right.
He said, no, it was fine to just do it through the hose. So I'm going to do it that way. So that's where I stand right now. And then you guys gave me some crap on Facebook about not posting my, shrimp and grits that I made.
Yeah, we did. Me mostly, but yeah.
Well, Doug was pretty vocal. That was the most vocal Doug has been in a while.
Yeah, in a couple months, yeah.
He's usually on my side, and I was not ready for that harassment from Mr. Willing over there. I will say, I probably could have... I was trying to figure... I can't find my technology, Bill. I still don't know where my camera is for the computer to go live streaming. That's why
you still have boxes in the garage.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know where the stuff got packed away.
Oh,
most of the stuff is unpacked, and I don't know where these few little things like my, because you know how I pack. Me and you are probably similar. I let Sarah do basically everything, and she's like, you just got to do your technology, like all your computer stuff. I don't want to touch it. I'm like, okay, fine. So I put all that stuff somewhere, but I don't remember where I put it. And I can't find it. I've like gone through everywhere I think it could be. So I have all my accessories, I guess, if you will, like my tripods and things like that. I can't find any of that to set up the cameras. So I couldn't do it holding the camera the whole time.
Oh, this is your excuse.
Yes, this is my
excuse. Oh, okay. I was wondering. Okay.
So I couldn't. I actually did try to do it. I was thinking about it, and I couldn't find any of that stuff. And then I had to just start making dinner at that point. So I gave up. And that's also why I can't find, or why we haven't gone live since I moved, is because I can't find my cameras for the computer.
This
either.
Is Billy. This has got to be a priority.
I'm aware. I mean, it has been 3 months since I moved, so it's not a good excuse, but it's the excuse.
Okay. I mean, that's fair. That's fine.
What's new with you down in Florida? How's everything going down there?
Everything's fantastic, Bill.
Oh, good. Good. Nothing to report?
Not really, no.
No, just playing golf, hitting the links, trying to get some practice in.
Hitting the links, trying to get better, going in the pool, sitting in the hot tub, walking the dog. I mean, you know.
Now, is the walking still... You walked today, I assume, right? You brought the whole setup, or were you not planning on playing?
Oh, yeah. With my click gear cart and all my accessories.
Uh-huh. Now, you don't have the biggest car. How much space in your car does it take up? Like the whole backseat and the whole trunk?
No, I got to... Because the cart folds up really, really nicely. I'll have to show you a picture, but I can't get the bag in there, so I usually just throw that in the back seat.
So you got everything in the trunk and then the bag in the back seat?
Yep, because I bring the bag in every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said that because it gets so hot you don't leave it in the garage.
Yeah, and
I
wasn't sure if that was true, but I did Google search it, and they did say that the heat and humidity, not that your trunk's going to have a lot of humidity,
right?
But they said it will wear the grips.
The grips, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not a huge... thing, but if
not a huge deal, because even if you regrip, it costs what, $80 to regrip a set of clubs,
right? Yeah,
but you don't want to be playing and have them feeling like crap someday, so
that's true. So you don't have to like strap stuff to the roof of the Jetta to get it up.
No, I'm good. No, I'm good.
I was wondering,
it's not like
about
bringing
that.
A Christmas tree home or anything.
Well, you never know with the amount of accessories you have for your push cart. It's not that far out of the realm of possibility.
Oh, when we played last week, I brought Mr. Casciano out, and he's just watching me put together this push cart. He was laughing. He's like, "You got everything." I'm like, "Absolutely." I said, "I had packages coming from Amazon on a daily," but Kristen be like, What is this?" Like, I don't know. I think it might be my
my umbrella
cooler.
Holder, my cooler, my cigar holder. By the way, I smoke cigars now.
I took up smoking cigars just because of this beautiful cigar
just
holder.
Just because of the holder, yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
You got the GPS mount. You have, like, a spot for your stereo and stuff like that?
No.
You know those exist, too.
Oh, I'm sure they do. I mean, you always see, like, at the bachelor parties, they all have their acoustics in the
cart. What's your thoughts on the music while playing?
I don't like it, but a lot of people do.
I don't have a problem with it, and I don't do it myself, and I don't really care to, but it doesn't bother me when other people do it.
No.
That's the way I look. I mean, a place that like that you're at, I imagine it's not super common.
Yeah, probably not.
But some different places, a lot of times you'll see, especially the younger kids, and you know, whatever, I don't care. You go out by yourself, you throw your music in, you're not too loud. I mean, if it's stupid loud and you're being obnoxious, that's kind of stupid, but if it's just... you know, you hear it a little bit as you drive by them in the cart. I don't have a problem with that.
No, I don't either. Quiet on the teapots, quiet.
Yeah, right. I'm not good enough where a little bit of Dr. Dre is going to affect the way I swing.
It doesn't change your swing, Billy?
No, it doesn't change my swing thought too much.
Now, you said you played Monday. How'd you play?
I made a birdie on the 18th hole to shoot 89.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is. I was very happy.
That's a good. That's such a better number than 90, isn't
it?
Oh,
I know. And especially there, like Midville, I have no business shooting in the 90s at that place.
No, you really shouldn't, no.
It's too short. Like, I'm not saying I'm a good player, but I'm hitting basically wedge or 9-iron into almost every green if I hit a decent drive. So I have no business shooting in the 90s there. But I was flirting with it. So my last three holes... there's the par 3 and then the two par 4s to close out there.
That's a tough par three. That's the one that's downhill, and you can't really miss the green, can you?
Yeah, it's a huge sloping green from right to left. So if you hit the green on the left side, it rolls off the green, and then you got a tough chip back. Or if you hit it off the hole, it's an impossible putt. Yeah.
If you pull hook, it's in the woods.
You're dead. Yeah, you're dead.
Right. Yep.
So I hit not a great shot, but it filtered down, and I caught like a piece of the green on that, and I two putted. So I made par on that hole. So I'm like, oh, I'm at 70 or I'm at 80 or something right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, perfect. I got 9 shots to get in, to get to my 89 with 2 holes left. I said, I can do that with my eyes closed. Well, here I go with a double. I hit about a foot and a half behind it on 17. It goes
for your second shot?
No, my first shot. I decided to take a little 4-iron off the tee because it's like a 300-yard hole, blind shot.
And he chunked it with it, teeing it up?
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't good, Bill.
Nice.
So it went about 60 yards.
I've done it with a pitching wedge, so I'm not critiquing you at all.
No, I understand. So I think it was from my GPS, it was saying it was 285 to the middle off the tee. And my second shot, I'm at like 210.
Oh,
so I'm pulling out a 5-iron trying to like make up. And I hit it.
Up there anyway.
Yeah, so I hit it pretty good. And I get it, but then, you know, I make a double. So now I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, I got to make a birdie to shoot 89. And I took out the, I said, you know, I'm going to hit a driver. It's a 9-hole course. On the first time I played it, I hit 4-iron and I piped it. And then I kind of flared out my second shot, and I didn't get up and down, and, you know, I made a bogey. But I was like, well, if I do the 4-iron again, I know I only have an 8-iron in, but I just decided to hit driver, and I probably hit my best drive of the day. And I had, like, maybe 90 yards in, and I just took out the wind was in the face. I took out my sand wedge, and I just pured it. I hit it to, like, maybe 15 feet, rolled in the putt for the 3. 89 on the card. I was very.
What they say to you? What'd your playing partners say to you when you made the bird?
Oh, good roll. That's a heck of a 3. Nice birdie.
Nice.
Nice birdie. Right. That's always good to hear.
Oh, it's a nice golf course. What did they charge you for 18?
I think it's like 35 for 18, and then 20 for the cart. So like $55 for 18 there.
Yeah, it's a nice course.
Yeah, it's in really good, very good.
Oh, it's always been in good shape.
And it's not, it's short, but it's a good course, though.
It is what it is.
It's not one of those stupid, like, clown courses where there's, like, 90-degree doglegs everywhere.
They did what they could do in the acreage, and they did a great job with it.
They did a really good job with it. But I was about to text you because after the fourth hole, I think I was 5 over with 2 pars.
Oh, that's,
on the front nine, yeah. I was going to text you with that.
Any clubs go flying?
No, I've kept it pretty together.
How about your playing partners? Are they pretty?
Frank lost his cool a couple times.
Oh, tell me about this. I know
he
we're
doesn't throw anything, but he gets pissed.
Does he really?
Oh yeah, with the short game, he's like you.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he just leaves it at his feet.
He hit one in the bunker, and he took a big hack, and it just stayed in the bunker. And he picked it up and threw the ball across the green towards the cart.
So he chipped it in the bunker and then left it there.
Yes, exactly.
And then it got thrown.
Yes.
What? Now was it gone? Like, did
no,
he didn't retreat?
He didn't throw it that far. He just like threw it up. He picked it up. So he was done. It was in his pocket at that point. And instead of just putting it in his pocket, he just threw it towards the cart.
Did you laugh?
I was laughing a little bit. Yeah, I gave him a hard time. So what happened there? That's what I do to you though. Like when you're really mad on the course, I just try to bust your balls even more.
Oh, you have to. Absolutely, yes.
Because, you know, like, with you and my father, I know enough that I know a club's not going to come flying at my head.
You know what, though? On number one palm.
You were close
all
to
bets were, all bets were off. Me and Mike were.
You were both very
we
angry.
We were not in a good state right then.
No. That's kind of how I was on 17 at the Lake Buena Vista. You didn't know. You didn't know where you stood.
No.
In fairness, I never was mad at any of you guys.
No, but it's just something that could set you off.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Doug comes rolling up. What'd you get on that last one? I just choke him to death on the fairway.
Oh, man.
Should we talk about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week?
Yep.
So this week I have a Shipyard Summer Ale, Shipyard Brewing out of Portland, Maine. And this one is a 5.1% alcohol by volume. It says, summer is a state of mind, and this was brewed to fuel it. A clean, crisp American wheat ale, offering refreshing notes of citrus and honey with Shipyard Summer Ale. Every day is a beach day. So we'll take a sip. One sip. Everyone knows the rules. This also says it pairs perfectly with lobster, flip-flops, and a beach umbrella, according to the can. So one sip. Everyone knows the rules. Shipyard Summer Ale. I do like this. I've had this one. I get this one a lot in the summer, and it's very good. I'm going to do a one sip. Everybody knows the rules. This one's tough. This wouldn't be my go-to, but I always like this one. Oh, 8.1. 8.1 on the scale here. What do you think about that?
It's all right.
That's a pretty good score.
Mm-hmm.
8.1. Anything else you want to add here? Should we take a little break?
No, I'm just laughing at the throwing the ball because I've thrown a ball a few times, and because it's so small, it actually hurts your shoulder.
Yeah, if you really try to throw
it
hard.
If you really, like, I've done some at courses that have water down here, and I try to get it in the middle, and then my shoulder hurts.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing your, you know, it's tough to throw a golf ball. That's funny. That's good stuff.
And he throws lefty, too. So he golfs righty and throws lefty, so it comes at you, like, opposite, too. You're not expecting it, necessarily.
Oh, I love that stuff.
You do. You would have been dying.
Oh, yeah.
You would have told him to throw his club, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, just throw your club, Frank. Just let it go. Just let it go.
Hit some poor sap's backyard in West Warwick if you throw your club too far over there. Bad enough you live in West Warwick, and then you got a sand wedge coming through your back window. All right, we'll be right back.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Back here where we need ya. Welcome back,
welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back. We always could spot a friend. Welcome back.
All right, back from break. This is episode number 331 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. And this week we have a few, news-related items to talk about. Some reopening things, I guess we could call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Disney World unofficially opened over the past few days. They had a cast member preview day and then an annual pass holder preview day. And now, what, Monday is to the public? Or tomorrow? I can't even remember if it's the 11th or...
It's the 11th.
So that's tomorrow, so Sunday it's opening
as
to the public.
Record,
too,
yep.
So with that, there's some changes. One of them got announced a few weeks ago, and we never really talked about it because it hadn't come up, and I wanted to get into it a little bit because it involves things we care about the most, which is food. And basically, this is a report saying that Disney World changed a lot of menus. This was in the middle of June while everything was closed, so they changed all the menus. And now a lot of these restaurants at the resorts and even some of the parks have eliminated or added things to their menu, some favorites and some things that kind of fall below the radar. But do you want to just get right into this article here?
Yeah,
or do you have
sure.
Anything else? All right. So basically, I'll go through them quick and then you could stop me if you want to make any comments on anything.
Okay.
So the first place... it looks like they've got a lot of starters and soups and salads that have been kicked out, but now some have added things back in. So at Beaches and Cream at the Yacht and Beach Club, looks like they got rid of the Beaches and Cream salad, the patty melt, the turkey and Applewood smoked bacon sandwich and a salmon sandwich with bacon aioli that are gone from the menu.
Okay.
They also got rid of plant-based chili and chicken noodle soup, which I've heard that chicken noodle soup is good. Right?
That's good, and the tomato's good.
Yeah, and then they got rid of a couple desserts there, apple pie a la mode and the Beach's chocolate cake, but most of the ice creams are still there. So a couple sandwiches. The patty melt seems surprising because they already have all those ingredients, don't they? Like, they're still going to be making the filters. Why not just do a patty melt? Doesn't really make sense to me. But the chicken noodle soup, I'm not sure if it's a... this is all COVID related because they feel like there's going to be less people. Do you think because they make a giant vat of it, they just don't think they're going to have the traffic in to justify it? Is that more?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
What you think? And then we're going to move on to Sanaa at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Now you will not find, this is going to give me some fun things here. The shrimp tanashi saute, borrowers and spiced eggs, lamb kefka skewers, shrimp over harvest salad, borrowers braai grilled South African sausage, Kenya coffee barbecue sandwich, or the seasonal fish are no longer on the lunch menu.
Okay.
And then at dinner time, they do not have the cheese plate, which is strange to eliminate, the Burberry braised lamb shank and traditional lamb with apricots, South African, again, Braivalese fire grilled meats and traditional accompaniments, and the Mozambique chicken roast piri piri half chicken have been taken off the menu. A couple desserts as well, and a couple kids meals. But I don't know. You've been to Sanaa. You said it's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things that you've ordered there, or nothing really jumped out at you?
No, nothing jumped out.
Okay. But just kind of paring down the menu. Now we're going over to Wilderness Lodge, where Whispering Canyon Cafe has reduced its menu. You can no longer get for breakfast the house smoked salmon frittata, the Eggs Benedict traditional, or the vegetable two poached eggs atop house make buttermilk cheddar biscuits. No more pancakes with bourbon maple syrup or grits. They've been gone off the menu. So the filth platters are still there, but some of the a la carte items are gone.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like at lunch, they got rid of the house-made cornbread with honey butter, a grilled chicken sandwich, smoked beef and vegetable soup, and a seasonal fruit cobbler has been removed, which is strange that they got rid of the cornbread. I don't know. I mean, is that... I can't really figure that one out, because they bring that out to the table, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very strange. Roaring Fork just added different beers, so we'll skip over that. How about the Wave here?
Right.
We'll go to the Wave at the Contemporary. This is a place that you love.
Love it.
They will not be serving the breakfast buffet, and they've removed their glazed donut French toast and egg white frittata from the breakfast menu.
I'm fine with that.
They added a seasonal fruit plate for $9, a continental breakfast for $10, and oatmeal for $7. So they're basically replacing the buffet with menu items.
Yep.
And the egg white omelet from the kids' menu has also been removed. For lunch, they got rid of the Prince Edward Island mussels, the rock shrimp taco, tikka masala, the dashi noodle bowl, pappardelle pasta, French dip sandwich. That one seems like that was pretty popular. And the cheese board have been cut from the Wave menu. Any thoughts there?
No, nothing. I probably wouldn't get a French dip there.
You would not?
Probably not. Not at the Wave.
For lunch, that's something that would kind of maybe pique my interest. I actually think I got that when I went there. The one time I went for lunch, I think I got the French dip. But I could be wrong about that. The Contempo Cafe, another one of your favorites.
Yep.
Looks like they're bringing in a bunch of new beers and wine. So you're not losing anything over there, but you're getting different beers to choose from.
I mean, they only have a handful of things other than their flatbread pizzas.
I was going to say, it's hard to really lose anything because those menus at the quick service change anyway.
Oh, all the time, right.
Yeah. Now they're They're coming close. They're coming at us, Billy. The Grand Floridian Cafe.
I think it has about four items.
I know, right? You won't find their bacon and egg salad, Cobb salad, anymore. You won't find smoked salmon or spicy Chidis Benedict, the lobster Benedict, or the Benedict flight on their breakfast menu.
That's all the Benedicts are gone. That's a staple there, Bill.
I wonder if it has to do with the like the preparation method or just the sauces. Like, I wonder if they're just getting rid of anything that takes extra time or that sits around for a long time.
Yeah, because they're probably short staffed for you know, the number of people that are going
to
frequent.
I'm just thinking of the sauces that go on it that just have to sit and be like served out individually, that it's not worth making it for smaller amounts of people.
Yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
I wonder if that's it. Now, we might have to hold a moment of silence here.
With and through him and in him, in the mystery of the Holy Spirit.
I mean, you joke, but I'm really kind of sad right now. They've taken away
One of the best on property.
Their traditional Reuben sandwich, which Reubens are always good, probably something I wouldn't order there. They get rid of their seasonal soup and the French onion soup, gone. Axed. That thing.
It sounds like the soups are going.
Yeah, I think it's
which
just
makes a, which does make a lot of sense.
I think it's what we said. It's just because they don't want to make giant vats of it if only six people are going to order it all day, or even just shared kind of bowls, maybe.
That's a good soup, though, isn't
that
it?
That is a good soup. They're getting rid of the cheese board, the house breaded fried mozzarella, the house made turkey meatloaf. The shrimp and grits are gone. The cast iron seared pork chop is gone. The sirloin steak and scallops are gone, and the cafe sandwich. So their namesake sandwich is gone. Can also not get the enhancements like the shrimp skewer or scallop skewer. So they're just getting rid of certain ingredients, and I think anything that has those in it are just getting cut.
That's fine.
Which is crazy, though.
That's fine.
I mean, that menu, like you said, isn't the biggest, and they're just getting rid of a ton of stuff.
Is that your father's favorite French soup, too? French onion soup?
I believe it is, yes. He does like it there a lot.
So good.
And a lot of these menu items, hopefully, are temporary that they're gone.
Oh, it's good. Yeah, of course it's going to be temporary.
Gasparilla Grill, and again at the Grand Floridian, that's just getting more alcohol. So it seems like the quick serves are just getting an upgrade in the amount of alcohol they have. Probably to fill the void of the bars that won't be as busy. So you could pick up more varied booze at the quick serves.
Or the bars that can't be open right now.
Right, exactly. Well, that too. Again, Captain Cook's at the Poly will have more beers. Kona Cafe, for breakfast, they're getting rid of the tropical fruit plate, the spice rub salmon plate, the Polynesian egg platter, the Seven Seas Samoan poached eggs, and turkey hash, and the Loco Moco traditional island brunch have been cut.
Oh, your dad loves that.
That is good. I made that today, by the way. Not the Polynesian version, just a regular version of it. We had Hawaiian Day for our vacation. We did themes for the girls since we weren't going anywhere.
Okay.
So I did a couple Hawaiian recipes, and that one came. I just Googled, like, Hawaiian breakfast, and that was the first thing that came up. And I was like, oh, I've had that before. So I just made a filthy dirter on top of rice and threw some gravy on it for breakfast.
Was this in your Parenting for Millennials 101 book?
It might have been. I just felt bad that we took vacation and we weren't letting them do anything. Couldn't go anywhere. Our pool was broken.
That's tough.
So we just kind of sat around and gave him something to look forward to every day.
Ah, that's nice. I'm just busting your chops.
I know. And that is gone. It says the plant-based Loco Moco is still available.
Oh,
the
fabulous.
Ham and cheese omelet and French toast topped with caramel banana sauce have also been giving their walking papers, but don't worry, you can still get Tonga toast, which basically is the only thing left on that menu after those cuts. That's, again, not a huge menu over there.
No,
all that stuff. So you can get like the Tonga toast, maybe some eggs, and that macadamia nut pancakes probably. For lunch, you cannot get the shrimp tempura, the hamachi tuna roll, dragon roll, poly lolly roll, shrimp fire cracker roll, and several samplers have been moved. So they get rid of basically the sushi. The seafood poo-poo platter, the Polynesian tuna niçoise, the big kahuna burger, the Hawaiian-style Reuben, char siu duck ramen, and beef pho have also been dispatched. So again, that's not a place I've been to for lunch or dinner, but I can't imagine it's an enormous menu over there at Kona.
No.
And they just got rid of so much stuff. Like, everything that I read off, I was like, that all sounds pretty good to me. All the sushi rolls, the seafood poo-poo platter, a Hawaiian-style Reuben. That sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Tell me about this.
Well, I don't know what it is. It's gone off the menu. Sorry, I can't even look it up, but...
Oh, okay.
I mean, I like Reubens, and add a little Hawaiian flair to it sounds pretty good to me. Let's see. The Rick's Sports Bar and Grill at Coronado Springs.
That's a great spot. Very underrated spot.
Well, I don't know what you can get there right now because the Rick's Reuben is gone. The short rib chili is gone. The Caesar salad is gone. The wedge salad is gone. The fish and chips are gone. The Florida Grouper sandwich is gone. The turkey burger, bacon burger, black and blue burger, barbecue ranch burger, and the queso fundito burger are gone. So I don't know what's left again.
However, from what I understand, the stuff at Las Ventanas for breakfast can be you can find that at Rick's.
Oh, okay.
And they have that beautiful chorizo. But I wonder if that's also cut off.
Yeah,
just
cut, gone.
Remember I told you about that thing that I got? It was like an omelet. Mm-hmm. Just filled with chorizo and onions. Oh, so good.
Yes, I do remember that. So at Olivia's at Old Key West, their breakfast menu
is gone. The grits are gone.
Well, the grits are gone, actually. So the hash and eggs are gone. And sombrero beach omelet's gone. Crab cake eggs benedict is gone. The egg white omelet is gone. The Key West hash tofu is gone, as well as number of side items, including the grits and the biscuits and gravy. For dinner, they removed the tomato mozzarella salad and added a new beet and citrus salad. Okay. And what else do they take? They took the mascarpone cheesecake and some desserts off the menu. So they didn't really do much to the dinner, but the breakfast menu has been decimated at Olivia's, which, by the way, has a very good breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Saratoga Springs.
We killed it that one day,
remember? We did
kill
that breakfast. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
So good.
Saratoga Springs, Artist Palette. Again, that's their quick serve, and they have a bunch more beers and wines available there. And that looks like that might be the end of the list here. So I think the biggest losers are the one table credit at the Deluxes, it looks like, really got their knees cut
they
out from them.
Yeah. They really were on the cutting block.
I'm shocked. I mean, maybe those places just aren't making money like we think they are. I mean, we know Grand Floridian Cafe is always empty for the most part. Everyone who goes there likes it.
Nah,
but
it's been filling lately, Billy.
You think we're having an effect on it?
No. Well, I mean, we can give ourselves credit, but no, it's been pretty good lately.
But it's not like you have to make a reservation 6 months out for that place.
Well, also keep in mind is that the hotel is closed right now.
Well, yes.
To the NBA, true. So now you're just pulling from DVC.
True, so they're going to see a lot less people.
A lot less people are going to be eating at those restaurants.
Like we said, it's temporary, but I mean, I'd still be pretty bummed out if I went in the middle of all this and I'm like, you know what? It's got to make me feel like I'm at Disney. I'm going to go to Grand Floridian Cafe, get
French onion soup and shrimp and grits. Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Both are just gone.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Sorry. Just like Wally World. Oh, the moose out front should have told you.
The moose out front should have told you.
All right. And then we'll keep going with the food because Chef Mickey's just reopened today. And wouldn't you love to go to Chef Mickey's and experience all the worst parts of it without the characters? So now you get all the terrible food that Chef Mickey's has to offer with no characters and family style. So not only are you not getting the characters, which is the only attraction to that place, you're not getting the buffet anymore. You just get basically a filth platter thrown at you.
You get some eggs, home fries, and sausage and bacon?
It's basically, let's see.
Basically an Ohana breakfast skillet?
Yes. Yeah, so let's see what we can find
some
here.
Some Mickey waffles there, Pods.
Yeah, they do have the Mickey waffles.
They were made
45
minutes ago, but they were under the heating lamp.
I'm seeing if I can find. They put a picture up of the menu here. So, Chef Mickey's family style breakfast. You get the pastry thrown at you, which is some breads, Danish mini muffins with jams and jellies and stuff.
Fabulous.
Chilled selections. So I don't know if you ask for certain things or if they bring a little bit of everything, but you can get seasonal fruit, yogurt parfaits, smoked salmon with accompaniments, and assorted cold cuts of cheeses. So I don't know if you have to tell your waiter, you know, I want 3 pieces of gabagool, 2 pieces of salami, 4 pieces of cheese. I don't know how that works.
That's a nightmare, isn't it?
So, yeah, exactly. And then your hot selections are scrambled eggs, nothing like Disney buffet scrambled eggs, sausage links, bacon, and roasted kielbasa, Mickey waffles, a potato cheese casserole, honey glazed slow roasted pit ham, mini pancakes with syrup, French toast sticks, and tater tots. And that's it. That's the end.
And do we have a cost on this?
Let's see. So because the pricing has been cut back to only $25 per guest ages 10 and up and $14 for kids 9 and under.
Ooh, I'll tell you what, for $25, I would hit that.
Eh, it's not worth it, though. That's still an expensive. That's more than BOMA regular, isn't it, their buffet?
I thought
BOMA was like 22 or something.
I think BOMA is 29, actually.
29? But yeah. Still, I know. It's not a lot. It's not a huge selection. It's all the stuff we don't like, too.
Because I think the Wave is like the cheapest, and that's around 22?
Yeah, Trail's End, I think, is the cheapest.
Probably. Okay, okay.
Around there, but yeah, same difference. So, okay, so it's a little less, but, I mean, it's basically cut in half from what it normally was. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Price-wise,
even for that, $25 is still not worth it for me for what you're getting. Like, scrambled eggs, that's really it. Like, what would you eat on there? You don't care for the waffles or the pancakes or the French toast. So you're going to get some crappy Disney bacon, some crappy Disney scrambled eggs, and some slow-roasted ham for $25. Is that worth it for you?
Yeah, I'd probably do it. Yeah. I'm just so jonesing right now.
I hear you. I mean, and then
I want that quarter of an inch piece of ham. I just want just the saltiness. I'm craving their stuff. It's sick.
I mean, they bring you out, you know, whatever you want. I think you just keep eating and keep asking for more, but I don't know. It's basically you're eating a worse version of Whispering Canyon, it looks like. In my opinion. So, at least there's no characters. So now it's a...
Which would probably make it more enjoyable.
Well,
for
you, but...
Not for you and the kids, I'm just saying for...
But that's the only draw to it for most people.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the food isn't great, it's expensive, but at least there's characters and you'll keep the kids occupied. Now, like, why are you going to go there now? So you can see the monorail. Is the monorail even running? I don't even know.
I don't think so.
So you can see just a giant hole, the A-frame, no monorail coming through. I guess you got to eat something if you're there, right?
Got to have a breakfast, Margie.
Got to have a breakfast. And now the last story that you sent me, this does not have to do with food, except that you need to remove your mask to eat your food. It says, Walt Disney World officially updates face mask policy to exclude gaiters and bandanas. So the gaiters are those, like, neck covering things that...
That you can pull up over.
Yeah, that's what I wear at work. So
okay.
I don't know. I didn't know those were not good. And open chin triangle bandanas are not acceptable. So their official guidelines say face coverings are required for all guests ages 2 and up and cast members. Please bring your own face covering and wear them at all times except when dining or swimming. All face coverings, whether disposable or reusable, must be made with at least 2 layers of breathable material, fully cover the nose and mouth and secure under the chin, fit snugly but comfortably against the side of the face, and be secured with ties or ear loops and allow the guest to remain hands-free. At this time, based on guidance from health authorities, neck gaiters and open chin triangle bandanas are not acceptable face coverings. Costume masks are also not considered appropriate and are prohibited for being worn. Blah, blah, blah. The use of face coverings is not a substitute for physical distancing. Which I didn't realize the gaiters weren't considered a good face covering, or at least according to Disney. I found that's the easiest one because it just hangs around your neck. when you need to like pull it down to take a sip of water and then you pull it right back up. But I guess because it's not multiple layers of fabric, maybe. I don't know. What are your thoughts? I know you're not. You don't want to get big into the mask discussion.
Yeah, just wear the one that you put over your ear.
Yeah, I guess that's what you would have to wear, which I'm fine with those. And then, of course, Disney is selling their own masks, which are 4 for $20, which have little characters on them, things like that.
Oh, how cute, Billy.
Yeah, you know, just like you can match your magic band to your mask now. I actually don't have too much of a problem with that because that is not gouging price-wise.
I don't think those prices are bad.
For the masks, because you find them around that price, if not more expensive, most places. Everyone has them now. You buy masks at, you know, wherever you go. It's crazy.
It's so stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I was at Aldi's, and they had, like, a thing of the disposable surgical masks.
That's where we got our first ones. I went to Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
And they had them in line. I had to buy a few things. I'm like, oh, I might as well buy my masks. I'm probably going to need them.
Right, exactly.
I mean, just watching the commercials, it's so depressing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kristen's like, could you imagine 6 months ago, like, seeing it? Like, what the hell you need one of those for?
I know, it's crazy. Like, all your Facebook ads are masks and things like that, too. I mean, again, this goes back to what we've talked about before. They can decide their policy. You know, they enforce it. They decide what they want for their mask policy, and you either
follow it or don't.
I know you don't have a problem. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't have a problem with their policy. I'm just a little surprised about the Gators, but I guess maybe it's just a slippery slope thing for them, and they just feel like it's easier to enforce everyone having the same kind.
Because I'm wondering if it's easier to cheat with one of those.
Maybe. That could be. Although I see more people with the regular ear loop ones that wear them under their chin. They look like like Bill Romanowski. They got the chin strap going.
Oh, really?
Oh, I love that. You're in Stop and Shop, and you got the person with their mask on. It's just on their chin, their mouth and their nose open. I'm like,
have a mandate, right?
Yeah, it's mandated.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. How's that work? Did they throw them out?
No one says anything.
No, of course not. So you can call it a mandate or whatever it is.
Well, you call it what it is, and then you want to make like the poor kid stocking the shelves, make it $14 an hour, make him enforce it, like start yelling at customers.
Stupid. Manager should.
Right, but they're not out in the front seeing it anyway. I don't know. That's neither here nor there.
So exactly, Billy. We're
just
not
an update
get into
to
that.
The mask policy, and yes, sir. I have no problem with that on Disney's end. That's it. Anything else you want to talk about? Should we take our second break?
We can take our second break.
All right. We will be right back.
Yeah, all righty, Billy.
Break. You just got through listening to episode 331 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. We talked some menu changes, some Chef Mickey's reopening, a sad Chef Mickey's scene, to be sure. Although you are the one person that's like,
isn't
that
ridiculous?
Sounds a lot better to me.
I'm just jonesing for a Disney breakfast, Bill. I'm out of my mind right now.
Yeah, but why Chef Mickey's? Just because it's
not
it's
just
cheaper.
That. It's just anything.
We were talking about it. I had my parents came over today for dinner, and we were just talking about the food at Disney, as it usually ends up being. And I don't know how it came up, but we were talking about like the quick serves and how I just don't like Disney's quick serve hamburgers. And my dad's like, well, I like some of the places. He's like, I was like, I know they're not bad, but I just don't want to have chicken fingers or a hamburger when I'm there because I can get that anywhere. And then we started talking about like Backlot Express, and he's like, oh, I like that place. I remember being there with Mike and Kristen and all that. We had a beer. And I was like, yeah, you like the memories. It doesn't mean the food was good just because you had a good time. Like, but I guess that's the point. You associate yeah. that stuff, and that's probably
I totally
why
remember that. I have a picture of him. Like, he was wearing his that stupid shirt that you made.
Yeah, that's right.
I still have that picture.
And but that's probably part of the reason why you and I love Pop Century so much, because it brings us back to that trip.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether or not the food is actually that great there, but we like it a lot better there because of what we associate with it. So you saying that you're craving a breakfast at Disney isn't because you want the food. You want to go back to where
yes.
you made these memories. Just Chef Mickey strikes me as a little strange because of
I think maybe just because it was the last thing we talked about.
Perhaps.
If it was the first thing, fine, yeah. but.
I don't have anything else, though. Would you, should we just wrap things up here?
Sure.
Short and sweet this week?
How's our online ordering going?
Our t-shirts?
Yeah.
It's going pretty good. Every once in a while I get an email, you made a sale.
Nice.
It's not too bad.
What's that website?
That's tpublic.com
/user/WDWBTG
to access our store. We have our logo shirt. We have a few different designs. We even have a clean cut lawn service shirt, which is a beauty.
He's paying us a lot of money to
a lot for that, yeah.
A lot.
Way more than I would have expected. Like, I didn't know. I guess he's got a good gig. He's got two jobs, so he can afford it.
He's a union
guy. I mean, he's been on vacation for the last, what, 6.5 weeks?
Oh, jeez. It's ridiculous. You liked when I said that you work less than me, didn't you?
That was a good one.
That's a beat.
Come from the guy who has it. When's the last time you got a paycheck?
Over a year and a half.
And
he still works less than me.
Oh, God. All right. Well, you know where to find us online. We are WDWBTG.com on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at WDWBTG. Our iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, search for WDW Beyond the Gates. Go to YouTube.com and search for WDW Beyond the Gates and subscribe there. Watch our videos. Give us some thumbs ups, some comments, some likes, whatever you want to give us, give it to us.
We're at 104 now, Billy.
Woo! See, that first 100, now it's just going to multiply like rabbits.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We got to get some videos out. A Grand Floridian shrimp and grits would have been a great addition.
It would have, but hey.
We'll work on something.
I'll buy your excuse.
All right. Thank you. And then you can email us info@wdwbtg.com, mike@wdwbtg.com, and gary@wdwbtg.com. If there's nothing else, shall I bring it home?
Bring us home, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much for listening to episode number 331 of the WDW Beyond the Gates podcast with Mike and Gary. For my co-host Mike, my name is Gary. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you again next week.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
K-E-Y.
Why? Because we like you.
M-O-C.